Hi, this is John Mancini. I'm president of AIM, and I'd like to welcome you to this podcast on the intersection of collaboration and content and how organizations can reduce costs and improve productivity. I have with me today two really excellent speakers. I have Cengiz Satir, who is the Senior Product Offering Manager at IBM Enterprise Content Management, and John Stark, who's the Technology Director at Ascendant Technology. Welcome, you guys. Good to have you here today. In talking to end-user organizations, they have a variety of business reasons as to why they are deploying basic content management systems. When I talk to end-users, for some, it's the need to improve employee communication and productivity. Then when I talk to others, it's all about having a central store for their business content from which they can collaborate. And for others, it's the union of these core requirements that really is key. And we're seeing an evolution of use cases where companies want to leverage this converged infrastructure to help answer specific business problems. So, Cengiz, we talked back in September, I believe, and you were about to release two new products which provide a single solution for collaborating on business documents, as well as the ability to discover and manage that content from a centralized store. And, Cengiz, I was wondering if you could maybe elaborate a little bit, if I'm remembering that correctly, elaborate a little bit about that and tell me how those offerings are being received in the market, how it relates to real use cases, as well as the desire for organizations to leverage existing investments.
If you don't mind, I'd like to kind of start with kind of the second part of your question, which was more around what the effects of the economic climate are as it was kind of relates to the natures of this kind of this convergence of collaboration and content.
Sure, that'd be fine.
So, you know, as we talk to customers, you know, we're hearing kind of three common themes that they think about and that they would like to see their collaborative systems and ECM systems kind of work, you know, very seamlessly together. First and foremost, you know, as you can imagine with the economic climate, a lot more is expected of people in the organizations. They need to work more efficiently. So they have fewer people doing more work. So there's a tremendous need around being able to, you know, increase efficiency. So that's kind of first and foremost on their mind. So secondly, many of them really believe that if they can leverage their existing investments that they have, specifically around desktop and email applications, as well as their content infrastructures, they feel pretty strongly that they can weather the storm much better than their competition. So, you know, that's certainly important to them as it kind of relates to kind of the economic climate today. And lastly, they really are, you know, feel like their workforce needs to use the applications that they're most familiar with, their most intuitive applications to be able to access not only kind of their team-oriented content, but as, you know, business content or corporate content. So being able to leverage, you know, Office, common Office and email applications as a front end is essential to them. And in essence, they feel like they're getting more bang for the buck as a result.
Tell me a little bit about that bang for the buck. What kinds of hard business benefits are they seeing from the intersection between collaborative systems and ECM systems?
First of all, they see obviously a reduction in costs by leveraging their existing investments. So if they're able to leverage the desktop application and email applications as an extension of their content infrastructure, that immediately translates into reducing their overall cost and improves productivity. So that's kind of a segue into the next piece of what they see, which is, you know, not changing how they work. So by not changing how they work, they will feel pretty strongly that increased productivity is only going to move them in the right direction from a competitive standpoint and allow them to be more efficient with fewer workers in their organization. So thirdly, it's really about ensuring better business decisions and corporate accountability by providing access to the right information at the right time. And really, what we're hearing out in the field is that about 42% of managers say that they inadvertently use the wrong information at least once a week. And this is all about getting information at the right time from the right place. So, and being able to leverage that in a single integrated content and collaboration infrastructure. We really feel strongly that our product offerings are doing this for our customers and allowing them to increase productivity and reduce costs.
Yeah, I can say that 42% of managers using the wrong information once a week is on the low side here in my organization and for me personally, so I can testify to that. And what you say is very, very consistent with what we see in the Industry Watch surveys that we do here at AIM. And so that's the overall theoretical infrastructure, if you will, for the benefit of this intersection. Tell me a little bit about Qwiker and tell me about IBM ECM and how they fit together.
The good news is that we've really been able to kind of address these overall evolving requirements through the recent integration that we've done with Lotus Qwiker and our IBM ECM platform. So that's both FileNet and IBM Content Manager. With this integrated solution, we have kind of the robust best-of-breed kind of collaboration capabilities that Qwiker provides as a front end to a IBM ECM back end. So business users can create, share, and collaborate on everyday business documents, as well as the key here is being able to access corporate content directly from these applications that they use most commonly. So applications like Office, Outlook, Windows Explorer, Lotus Notes, Same Time, et cetera. That's fundamental, and that kind of circles back with my comment earlier about being able to not change how they work and improve productivity.
What kinds of content operations does this help them facilitate? What kind of applications are we talking about here?
Typically, it's the fundamental check-in, check-out, round-trip editing and versioning, the ability to have a direct view into your corporate content and publish content directly from a collaborative environment into a ECM repository, being able to edit metadata and properties from those kind of collaborative front ends so you can do that directly from the application or directly from a collaborative Web 2.0-based Qwiker interface as well. So those are kind of the basic document and collaborative content services capabilities on the front end, but that can easily be extended to more advanced capabilities on the back end to participate in business processes and records management functionality.
What kinds of things did you consider when you were designing the connections between these two kinds of capabilities?
We wanted to make sure that these offerings were really as intuitive as possible, that they were open, they were inclusive as possible. And in other words, we wanted to make it design it in such a way that it was going to integrate seamlessly with existing infrastructures. That was first and foremost. Secondly, we wanted to provide a single set of connectors which customers could use against both of our ECM platforms, so both from a FileNet P8 perspective as well as from an IBM Content Manager or CM8 perspective. And when I say connectors, I want to kind of be really clear about that. What I mean here is we're really talking about a common plugin of sorts which provides a direct application integration against both ECM backends, so directly on top of the P8 and the CM8 repository. So again, I think that's, circling back to the whole notion of improving productivity and efficiency and leveraging your investments that you have. And then lastly, another design point was really around having these connectors integrate very, very tightly, not only with the most current desktop applications, as well as the older versions of Office 2003 and other applications that I mentioned earlier, so Windows Explorer. These are, everyday applications that we use in our environment, whether you're talking about specific vertical applications or general purpose collaboration and content. It's fundamental to being able to have that direct access through those applications. And then finally, we really wanted to make, wherever possible, not have the ability to force upgrades to the desktop operating system or to the desktop productivity tools or the operating systems database directory. In other words, we wanted to make sure that wherever possible, we're making this a seamless kind of implementation.
Jenkins and I have been talking a little bit about how this should work, and I thought it might be useful to have somebody from the real world give us a little bit of a sense of how it does work. So could you give me some real-world use cases where organizations have been able to leverage the integration between Qwiker, the Qwiker connectors that Jenkins was talking about, and IBM's ECM platform?
You bet. So before I jump in, I'd like to second what Jenkins has said, and that's that integration between the IBM collaboration services with the enterprise content management products will produce immediate value for organizations. So what do I mean by that? We're seeing that companies need some kind of way to an easy-to-use collaboration tool that allows them to rapidly author and share content. But Ultimately, that content needs to reside either as part of a broader business process, or it needs to be stored in a centralized, secure location. Those seems to be, from what I'm seeing in the field, two of the primary drivers for the combination between these two products. Let's look at an example. For insurance industry, you might have a situation where you have some adjusters, and they're in different regions, and they need a central place to collaborate with the other adjusters and the lead insurance agent. So when they're creating their claim, they may need to incorporate images, invoices, and other pieces of content to develop this claim report. And all those pieces are critical for filing an accurate claim, and they need an easy way to quickly collaborate on those pieces of content. So if they've got a centralized place, it provides the ideal user experience. However, once the claim reaches a certain maturity level, it needs to be fed through defined business processes and then ultimately placed under central IT governance. So also, because the insurance industry is defined by regulations, records management retention rules may need to be applied to this the claim process to avoid litigation. So that's where the IBM ECM solution comes in. With FileNet's ECM solution, you can trigger the appropriate business process. And with P8BPM, you can automatically apply the retention policy on the claim report and completing the approval cycle.
So let me ask just one more question here today of each of you. As we look out into this economy, it's a pretty tough economy. People are looking to try to figure out how they stretch the life of their investments. And yet, at the same time, they don't want to just sit back. They want to prepare for the next recovery, and they want to be able to be more competitive out there in the marketplace and augment what they have. So it's kind of that dual challenge of stretching the life of their investments and yet augmenting them at the same time. So let me start maybe with John first, and what suggestions do you have for people that are seeking to do that?
Sure. So I would say, like many areas, I think the key is to start not with the technology itself, but with a company's business challenges. So the business challenges need to really drive how ECM technology and the collaboration technology is going to be used and not the other way around. So working with a good partner that understands your business and understands the challenges that you're facing and also understands your existing and potentially future investments will really help you set up for a win-win where you can ultimately save money. So by leveraging your business investments, you'll be able to accelerate your time to market and therefore become more competitive.
Yeah, that's very consistent. Two things we tell people all the time is that your business challenges ought to drive your technology, not the other way around, and find somebody to work with that has domain expertise. So, Genghis, how about you?
I think certainly, you know, there are many different types of content and sources that that organizations are looking to manage, you know, in a really effective way. And what we're hearing kind of firsthand from companies that are spanning multiple industries in this economic climate is that, you know, the content solution that they're looking to deploy has to leverage a strategy which incorporates their existing desktop, email, and content infrastructure. So that's first and foremost, and I think that's something that, you know, we've taken to heart in what we've done with our integration with Quikr and our ECM platform. And then secondly, I think they expect that these systems, these integrated or converged systems, are intuitively integrated and centrally provisioned as part of their broader enterprise infrastructure. So, you know, this is something that certainly directly contributes to kind of reducing costs, which is top of mind for them, and certainly increases organizational productivity. So the key here is making sure that you have a way to be able to kind of naturally extend corporate content access to larger groups of knowledge workers. And for them and for us, we saw this kind of as a primary goal. And this is for them, and I think for most businesses today, this is not only a core business requirement, but, you know, without being able to kind of locate the right information at the right time, success will be very difficult. So, you know, that's, I think, a key to kind of, organizations kind of stretching their investment and being more competitive in the marketplace during this economic climate.
Thank you both very much. I think this area that we're talked about here today, this intersection between the drive to the desktop and the need to manage content in a prudent fashion, is really going to be at the center of a lot of the challenges that user organizations are going to have in the next couple of years. It's, I think, going to be where the action is, and I really find the conversation very interesting. So probably a lot of other folks out there that would also like to find a little bit more about this. Genghis, where should people go if they want more information?
If they do a search on IBM Content Manager Collaboration Edition or IBM FileNet Content Manager Collaboration Edition, they'll find pretty much everything they need. If they're looking for some more detailed information on how they can work jointly with IBM and Ascendant Technology, they can go to atech.com.
Terrific. John and Genghis, thanks so much for your time here today, and look forward to speaking with you again in the future sometime.
Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks, John.